When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner. Everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And for you new people that are joining us, what we are is we're a podcast and a game. And we go live every Monday from the Comedy Store's YouTube at 4:30, most Fridays at 8:30, again from the Comedy Store's YouTube. And we're just really happy to be here. My voice is a little low because I'm a little sick because you got me sick!
Oh.
You know, some people are angry.
Okay, please. We actually just, Jessica and I took the podcast to Portland. By the way, welcome and thank you for joining us, you guys that are watching us live. And we had such an amazing time at the Portland Comedy Festival. And Jessica was sick and she was, let's just say we went with Mark Brazil, another comedian writer. And let's just say we changed Jessica's name because she was such a crotchety person. We changed her name to Cunty Face McBackseat.
Wow. I wish I would have came up with a nickname for Felicia.
You know what I mean? Well, I went on the
Cunty
way
face
back.
Front seat.
Yeah.
That's how you really feel.
And yeah, no. But it was a fun trip. We had a great time, but we had to share the bed together because it was a festival. Everyone was bunking up and I totally got sick. But wasn't that a great time?
Yeah. Okay. I had a great time.
Okay.
I like how after she says your new nickname is Cunty Back. Backseat. You're like, but wasn't that fun?
Oh, please.
But
wasn't that great? She howled 100 times every time it was said in the car.
Yeah, oh. Well, this is Felicia. Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you awake? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm very paranoid passenger. Yeah.
That's a mom.
Yeah.
That's a mom.
You know what it is? Because I taught three teenagers how to drive,
right.
And then I got PTSD. And then this is what I figured out. I've been driving up with Richard Chasler, another comedian, to do Comedy Day in San Francisco. That he is the most distracted driver, and I get like PTSD
sure.
the way
you
back
known
from
that
San Francisco.
He's the most distracted person.
Yeah, I know he's an awesome guy, but it was like he's like you know eating a burrito, smoking a bowl, driving with his knee. He's that guy.
This is Felicia. Like, she just will be dead asleep.
I know.
That would freak me out.
Yeah.
I always try to find a song when I'm driving, which is terrible. And
I don't like that.
I was really close with Mike DiStefano, comedian before, and one time he came out to visit in L.A. and I was looking for a song while we were on the 101. He goes, Jerry, I did not beat AIDS, so you could kill me trying to find a fucking song on your iPod. You know,
Fair enough.
Yeah,
have an iPod?
Yeah, back then. It was iPod days.
Will you please introduce our guest?
I would love to. Before we get started, just really quick, subscribe to us, whatever you are.
Please do.
On. If you're on YouTube, please take just 1 second, go over to the Liars Club page and subscribe to that. We have our animations, all that stuff on there, and you can find that, and we need to get those numbers up. Thank you. And I'd like to introduce our guest today. Across from me, this guy has a Netflix special called The Gentleman Jerry Rocha.
There you go. Thank you.
He has a new album out right now called I Girl.
Yep. Thank you.
Out on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you can find that good stuff.
Very nice.
He also loves Southern women, so that's why I got him.
Yeah. Wow. Come on. How could I not?
Yay.
Thank you. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Jerry Rocha.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love you.
I love you, Jack. Southern women and Jack. The Jack dude. Yeah. That's who I love. Southern women and that man across
Jack
from me.
Daniels. this gentleman, he runs the NoHo Comedy Festival in North Hollywood. He also, we just met him at Big Pine.
Oh,
he
nice.
Was industry down
nice.
There.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He headlines all over the place. Super funny. This is Jack Jr.
Yeah. Yay. Jack. Yay. Jack Jr.
Welcome to
Hi,
the
Mom.
Show.
Hey. Is she watching?
No, probably not.
Oh,
no.
Good.
I blocked her on Facebook.
As any good son would. We also have here, sitting next to me, is one of our on-air producers, Mr. Austin Walker. If you would like to play along with us, for those of you that are listening to us on Spotify or iTunes or Podbean or wherever you get your podcasting needs, know that if you do play along with us on the Comedy Store's YouTube, Mondays at 4:30, that you can make your little comments, and Austin here nice. Will relay them to the game.
Right,
and
try
all
to bust these lies, but don't use Google.
Yeah, we're not allowed to use Google. And also, our other on-air producer is Mr. Michael Evans. Michael Evans, put the camera on yourself. And
Mike, what's up, dude?
We got our ginger
I'm
over
here.
There.
We're all here.
There you go.
Transgender. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Transgender. All right, so is there anything you guys want to talk about, or should we just get right into the game?
I'm open for either one.
All right.
Are you guys long-winded? How are your stories going to be?
Oh, I'm very long-winded. Yeah. No,
comedians are all fucking long-winded.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Okay, you get to go first.
I'm long. What?
You go first. First story.
First story.
Starting it off.
Yeah, don't go. Right off. You'll do a story. He'll do a story. You'll do your second story. He'll do his second.
Okay.
Right. And even like if we...
How long should the story be?
It can be...
10 minutes, 30
it
minutes.
It was all in my instructions.
I'm joking.
I'm going to do my... She gets mad, dude. Let me tell you. I don't come up with cunty faces.
All right.
Backseat out of nowhere is all I'm saying.
So I can't do my story as Mark Twain and take an hour.
And you guys get to play along, so you get to guess for one another. So just keep that in mind. You can ask questions.
You weren't at my wedding, right?
I was, thanks for reminding me that I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you weren't invited.
I didn't know that.
That was before.
Yeah.
This was 5 years
ago? Yeah, now I'd be the best man. Yeah. I mean, you know, come on, right?
When I got married.
I don't mean to bust you, but you should probably remember.
I got married in Las Vegas. I'm divorced now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got married in Las Vegas when I was 24 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was married in Las Vegas. And beautiful woman. It was worked out. She was pregnant. So I married her, the right thing to do.
Right.
We got married in Las Vegas.
Says you.
I was 24 years old.
Isn't abortion the right thing to do?
It's such a warm story already.
I mean, no offense to your beautiful kid, but if you're not that into him.
No, but
you
listen.
Know what I mean?
The gentleman Jerry Rocha, indeed.
I was my parents were like, you have to marry her because she got pregnant.
Fair.
That was like the Mexican, that's not a thing to do.
So that was your mom, right?
Yeah, she's like, you have to honor her. You need to marry her. All right. So I married her, had a beautiful wedding. We got a bunch of money. And I was in Las Vegas, dude. But she was pregnant. So I couldn't.
Did you do like a money dance?
You can't consummate marriage.
It was already consummated.
Right. But
how pregnant was she when you got married?
3 months pregnant.
How pregnant?
3 months
was
pregnant.
She?
So the party was amazing. The party was amazing. I got wasted at the wedding. Yeah. Super wasted. And, the wedding was over, and then there was no after party because she was pregnant. She couldn't do anything. So I left her in the room. I went out. I went out with all the my best men, all my friends. Took all that money.
Look, he's looking at you with admiration.
The money? All the money.
He took all your money?
I took all the money.
Oh, you took all the money.
For him and his wife.
It was our wedding money, but I took, she passed out. I went out with my friends. They're in Vegas. We're in Vegas still.
Hey, you snooze, you lose, man. Come on.
I did the money dance, like you said, the money dance. So I got money, a lot of cash. So I took all that money. I think it was like 5-6 grand. All right. I went out to a nightclub that night. Stop. I got bottle service with my friends. And I spent all the money. I gambled all of it, and I lost it all.
And when you say bottle service, is that like
bottle service? I went to a nightclub. I bought bottle service. You have to pay like $2,000 to sit at a table VIP. Bunch of girls come out.
Is it a strip joint?
No. Oh, it's a nightclub. Nightclub. Okay. And we had partied all night long, and then I went home at like 5 a.m. and I was like, "Hey, honey." It's our wedding morning.
How pissed, dude.
She was so pissed, man. She was fucking so pissed. And we divorced 9 months later.
Where did you get married in Vegas?
At the Paris Hotel Casino.
Do you remember, did you have a DJ?
Yeah, it was the worst. It was Eric Allegria. You know Eric Allegria?
Yeah.
You know Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, you know what he brought me out to? He brought me out to... Jump by
Van Halen?
Yeah!
At your wedding.
No.
At my wedding!
At your wedding. It was so crazy. I was like, why did we hire him?
And it's because
he was working for my parents at the time. And it was like, we have a good deal. Go do a wedding. Go do a wedding for my son.
What I don't understand is how just forgiving your, I mean, 9 months to give you after that. I would have left you
She's trapped. Yeah.
I was like, you can't go nowhere.
No, that's the worst moment when you're with someone. Like, I remember when I first moved to LA, I had this boyfriend. He was a musician, and he played, was a drummer for Eddie Money and a bunch of, he was like in Beatlemania and a bunch of stuff. And we moved into this apartment, and we didn't have the electricity turned on then. And all we had for entertainment, because it was like a long time ago, it was someone had given me a, what is that, like a box game, like a board game, War or Risk.
Yeah.
And so we were like, fuck it, let's get high and
Why'd
play Risk.
Why'd you look at him?
Because she knows
he's over
she knows
35, you bitch.
She
anyway.
She knows I'm a nerd.
Over 35.
And old. She knows I'm old and a nerd. She knows that. Two things.
You're so
old.
Mean.
You did. You're like,
well, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what Risk is?
The game, the board game?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, okay. So anyway, so we're playing Risk, and then I explained the whole game because, you know, he was a drummer. So I explained the whole game. And then he's like, but you know, why can't we just get along? Like, why do we have to take each other's country? And I was like, oh,
stop this.
Fuck,
oh my God.
I've made a mistake. She must have felt that way.
Right? Oh, 100%.
Oh, my God.
No, I think yours is worse. That's worse. To take a board game and be... I'd rather lose all
my
money.
3 months pregnant and your fella just... the money you had to fucking dance for?
Still, it was funny. It was funny because I came back all wasted and I'm all throwing up. She's throwing up because she's morning sick pregnant. We're just throwing up next to each other. And I was like, hey, by the way...
Oh, no.
I went all in and he called.
Did you have a bachelor party before that?
Hoping
so you double down on the bachelor party, basically?
What are you trying to say?
You had an extra one. You had an extra bachelor party.
I had a bachelor party twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Did you feel guilty at all? Did you feel guilty?
Did you feel bad when you saw
at
that money
time,
go?
I felt guilty when all the chips were going down. Right. I was like, this is a bad idea.
But you kept going.
And I kept going.
Told him back. Maybe I'll get him back.
That's the story of a gambler.
And how mad did she get at you? Like,
she was mad, but it was my defense was I was like, your family didn't pitch in at all. This is my family's money.
Deflection. Oh, that helps. Deflection.
That
helps.
Yeah, I'm sure that put out that fire. Yeah, that's a good way to calm her down. Yeah. Just to blame her.
It was a toxic relationship.
Hey, ladies, I'm single.
Yeah.
And he's very responsible. He's single and responsible.
I was 24.
Right. So do we have any comments from the audience?
Oh, of course we do. Kia says if this is a lie, it's definitely a bit that he does on stage. And ooh. Matthew says the divorce was a given part of the story. Jason Marino is calling this a lie already, and so is Mark. And Melody Martinez says, why do these guys both look like different eras of Brian Redband?
Really?
What era
I
would I
thought
be?
When I walked in, I was like, oh, is Red Band back? And then
would I be a good era?
I have hair. Brian Red Band.
I'm guessing earlier, balding. And closer to now.
Closer to now?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
But I love Brian, though, so yeah.
Is Ken Lofgren playing?
Ken Lofgren's not checked in yet. Hold on. Matthew,
where's Ken Lofgren? I don't want to move forward without Ken.
I know.
Jack, we have to pause.
Jack, the reason this feels real is because you wouldn't just claim Eric Alegria was involved on some made-up shit, right?
Can you not hear Jack?
I can barely hear him.
You're not dropping that guy's name unless it really happens.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Austin, sorry if I interrupted you.
You wouldn't drop Eric's name.
All right. So let's move on to your first story, Jared.
My first story. All right. So... this was when I was crushing pussy one night. I was probably around the same age as Jack at this story. I was in my early 20s, and it was one of my first ever weekends featuring as a comic, right? So I'd kind of at the Looney Bin. This is remember they ever worked the Looney Bin chains? They're like Little
what
Rock,
city?
Arkansas. This one was
Colorado Springs.
No, this was
Oklahoma,
Tulsa. It was Tulsa,
okay.
And so I was there, and the headliner I'd never met before, didn't really know the guy, seemed nice enough. And this was the first night of the week, and I was so excited. I'm like, man, I'm doing my first featuring weekend. And this woman, I can't explain how gorgeous this woman was, but after the show, this woman just walks up to me and the other comic, and she just goes, y'all want to see my titties? Like, she just said it. And we were like, wait, is this real? And then her husband walks up, and he's about to go hunting with his buddies. And so she sees him, and she stops saying, do you want to see my tits? She gets kind of weird. And then he comes up, like, we're about to go hunting, babe. And he gives her a kid. They walk out, him and his buddies, to go hunt. It's a Wednesday night, first night of the run. Uh-huh. And as the fucking door is not done closing as he's walking out, and then she, so, y'all want to see my titties or what? And we couldn't say yes. You know what I mean? We're like, absolutely.
He was night hunting?
Night hunting. And then so she lifts it up. She lifts up her shit. Shows us her tits. They're
good
fucking
point,
immaculate.
Good point, Jessica.
Her tits were like the...
Real?
They were
real?
Like, oh, yeah. They were like the suitcase in Pulp Fiction. Just this
big nipples.
This glowing golden light of just tits. And so she invites us back to her place. And I don't want to go. I'm already scared. I'm like, nah, man, this, I don't, that we just saw her fucking husband drive off in a truck full of rifles. You know what I mean? Like this, I don't want to do this. And the headliner was like, no, man, we're fucking going, bro. We're going to go. And I was like, Jesus. All right,
can
man.
Can you say so who the headliner was?
I cannot say who. I don't really, I never, I don't think anyone here would know him. He was mainly just like
that
a
means
southern,
we all know
that
him.
Means you all know him. He was a southern road guy.
His name is Jerry Rocha. Yeah.
I guess Jack got me. I'm done. I can't. He got it. See, best man, new best man. So he is like, come on. He didn't have a car. I drove because Dallas isn't that far from Tulsa.
Right. Because usually in comedy, if you're the middle or the feature act, you're the chauffeur. One, yeah, you're the one driving around because you're going from city to city in a car. And headliners usually fly.
They'll fly. So he's like, bro, you got to take me. I'm like, fuck. So we drive, and it's just the two of us. The opener was like, nope, I'm going to go home.
Uh-huh.
And the bartender from the gig, he drove separately. So
because he's not stupid.
He's not stupid. So we all go, and we sit there, and we're in her apartment, and she's showing us, like, she's just giving us a tour of her apartment, like any of us give a shit, right? And she has, like, a framed pot leaf, and we're like, this is so dumb. And then she had a hunting knife that she got for her husband, which he oddly left at the house. And it was engraved.
Well, you don't just have one, you dumbass.
Well, that's true. Probably not. But this is like a special.
She's about to get country on you.
Yeah, hey, it was a special engraved one. And it literally said something like, Caleb, may Christ be with you when you go hunting. Like, that was engraved.
Yeah, that's a good one. He doesn't use it.
He's going to use that one. And so she shows us all this.
It's a show knife.
It's a show knife. And then she goes, hey, who wants to fuck? And she just says it. And I'm like, I don't want anything to
shake
do with
and
this.
Bake, baby.
Bartender's
shake and bake.
In. He's like, yes. And she was stunning. And the bartender's like, yep. And he just starts fucking her in the bedroom. And as he's fucking her, the headliner runs over. He grabs the framed marijuana leaf, stuffs it in his pants. He picks up the hunting knife, stuffs it in his pocket. And in this box that had the hunting knife, there's like $400 cash. And he grabs it and he goes, we're getting the fuck out of here. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And he makes me, he's like, fucking go, man. And so I am so scared. I run out and we get in my car and we drive back to the condo. And the rest of the night, and I mean, it happened a few other nights.
It's on a Wednesday.
Wednesday
she knows
night.
Where you are.
Right. I know. And I would hear a thud, like this thud noise.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck was that? And I would go downstairs at like 2 a.m, and he would just be doing coke off the blade.
The headliner,
and then just taking the blade and throwing it against the condo wall and yanking it out and doing another line. And then, for the rest of the week, every time, because I was the middle act, and some people would come in late, right? And every time a couple would walk in late or a person, I'd be like, oh, God, that's the husband, and we're dead. Like, he's about to open fire, and he's going to fucking kill all of us. That
maybe
was the
you
most
got lucky,
I've
and she
ever...
couldn't say anything, because then he would
she
know.
Probably, yeah, she didn't want to say, hey, the bartender was fucking me. That's right. Why this guy ran off with your knife.
I have many questions. Is that the end of your story?
That's it.
Okay. Was a headliner, did he have a good set?
It was okay. It wasn't like, oh my God, I should.
But if you were a girl that was married to some dude that you
not
would
a
give...
chance. No, and he was the headliner was not a good looking guy.
Oh, okay.
I think because
I was like, most girls would pick the headliner over the bartender.
The bartender was a very good looking dude. You know what I mean? Like the bartender was clearly. You know, like, I think that was kind of her goal.
Uh-huh.
You know, like she was very happy when he volunteered to
be the headliner from Florida?
No. Not that I know of. I mean, I didn't really get that much. It wasn't.
I want to say something.
Okay.
I'm not ahead. I want to say something. I think this story is true because
why?
There's so much detail, and that's why.
But
I play poker for a living, and I'm looking at them, and I call. It's the real story.
Yeah, but we know that you're not good at it.
All right. Oh, shit. All right. You know what?
All right. What do we have? What do we have?
Lindsay Warworth is having flashbacks to when we had multiple poop stories before, because these are two stories about cash and money and
the
of it. So it always seems like the guests are in sync with their stories. Somebody on there said that Jerry looks a little bit like Keto Diet Red Band.
Yes. You know what? When the first person to ever, I'm sorry, I didn't remember.
And I don't.
The name.
And I don't.
But when she said they both look like different variations of Red Band, I thought Keto Diet. Red read that.
That's probably good, right? I'll tell you, whoever said that, thank you.
That was Jason Marino.
And I look like Jason.
I thought
like
that.
Cocaine Redman?
Yeah. Melody Martinez chimes in and says that Kill Tony Redman knows exactly what era he's from, and his story seems suspiciously true.
All right. Now, when you hear him tell that story about the husband leaving to go do something and the wife is there to play, did you ever in a million years think that your wife would have been
would
like,
have done that?
Yeah, would have been like,
no,
that
no.
kind of a wife.
No?
I hope not.
That's the thing. You never know.
You never know. You never know.
I think you would, though.
No.
And look, I said the bartender was a good looking dude, right? Uh-huh. He was not on her level, right? Like, she was.
And it didn't seem like they were in a fight, right?
No, he was all loving.
Ah, baby, we're going to go kill some night squirrels.
Yeah, the night squirrel hunting.
Night squirrels, yeah.
And the husband did it. This woman was out of everyone's league within a 10-mile radius. You
she
know
just
what I mean?
Doesn't know it.
I don't think she knew. I don't think she realized.
The only thing I
could
really see somebody, the thing I have a problem with is hunting at night is if they were illegally spotlighting
no,
deer.
But the thing is if they're hunting at night, that it, after a show, if he was leaving, they were probably driving up somewhere far away to get up, you know,
I think
to.
She made it sound like they were going to be gone for a while.
Yeah.
And I was like,
What do we have here?
Real quick before we move on, just thanks to the Liars Club Network, Ken Lofgren has been found alive and well. He's tuned in.
Oh, where were you, Ken? And fuck yeah, he says, we put a ticket aside for you and you were a no-show.
Well, we were going to put you on the podcast, you fucking son of a bitch. Whoa.
Well, that answers his next question. I'm curious to see how
don't
pissed.
Don't make him run away.
He says, I'm curious to see how pissed Felicia and Jess are at me. I couldn't make it down to Portland. My ride fell through and I didn't give them a heads up.
No, it's totally fine.
No, it's not all right.
It's totally fine.
Hey,
see? And you guys gave me shit for calling her cunty. McBaxi.
Yeah, I co-signed on that name.
Yeah. Are you okay, Felicia? That's me in the car. All right. No, welcome back to the podcast. Michael, do you have any questions or thoughts or what are your thoughts?
Jerry, it seems so casual because you're like the one guy, he just went ahead and started fucking her.
He did, yeah.
So you guys are just like, so anyway.
No. So once he starts fucking her, I was like, I was just frozen on their seat.
Right.
And then that's when the headliner, it was kind of a so anyway, I guess, because he just sits and waits for them that he can tell that they're really into it. Like once she starts making like, oh, she's getting heat. That's when he just makes his move. He's like,
what
okay.
did she sound like? Can you do that for us?
It was just.
Yeah, do that. What does she sound like?
Just,
when
yeah. 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 It was like a Midwestern mother agreeing with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's
not Tulsa, Oklahoma.
It was just, you know, it was like typical chick getting brailed. Like, it was just, you know, like, and he was doing the same, you know, he's doing the dude shit. Like, it was, you know, it was very basic fuck noises.
The headliner is probably like, I can't be better than this guy.
I don't think the headliner cared. The headliner wasn't even upset that he wasn't getting laid. He was just like, oh, good, I can rob this place and we can go now. Yeah. Like, it was. I don't think he gave two shits about fucking her.
Oh, now I have doubts about that story. A headliner that doesn't care about getting pussy.
If you saw this guy.
If he was that coked up, maybe he didn't. Maybe he just wanted to see some titties.
Yeah.
If
you met this guy, you would understand.
Titties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You would understand.
What year was this?
God. 99? 2000, around there.
All right.
The Twin Towers were still standing. Okay. I know that one. Yeah, that was, yeah.
It was, in the bedroom.
Yeah. It was post-Columbine, pre-9/11.
Okay.
It was
that, all right.
Like, yeah, it was.
All right, so.
Two tragic things.
Let's move it on to Jack's second story.
All right, here's my second story. Recently, I headlined the House of Comedy in Phoenix.
Very nice.
And it was I don't know if you guys have been to that club. It's in Desert Ridge. You've done that club. We did it.
We did it together. Hell yeah, one time. Yeah, of course.
And there's swingers there. Swingers crazy. And I never believed in it, but
you never believed in it like it was a ghost.
No, because it's like an old.
He believes
town.
In ghosts.
I believe in ghosts.
Not swingers. I don't believe.
But like swingers, I'm like these people here are old. They're like, oh, I don't, you know. So it was a Friday night. The show had ended, and I sell merch afterwards. And then this guy goes, hey, my wife thinks you're hilarious. I go, oh, thank you. I said, where is she? Well, she's in the bathroom. I said, oh, okay, cool. He's like, can we buy you a drink? I said, you could buy a shirt. And I'm already good on drinks. He goes, no. Okay. He totally bought a shirt. His wife comes out of the bathroom And he goes, look, honey, it's him. And so then he goes, can my wife get a picture? I said, yeah, sure. So he gets a picture. He goes, put your arm around her. I put your arm around her. He goes, honey, get closer, closer. And then she goes, kiss him on the cheek. And she's like, cheek. And then I'm like, okay, time out. What's going on? And he goes, let's buy you a drink. Come on. I was like, all right. So now we're at the bar at the House of Comedy, and I'm having a Jack and Coke. And they're basically like, we're going to go across the street to the martini, blue martini.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. Let's go dancing. I'm by myself. I don't know. I don't have anyone to hang out with. The condos are across the street. I said, what do I have to lose? Fuck it. It'll be a good story. So we go across the street. He pays my cover charge to get in. Starts buying me drinks. He's having me dance with his wife. I'm dancing with her. She's hot. I'm down, right? Then he flips it on me. He goes, hey, man, I need to ask you something. Don't get weird.
Are you just trying to one-up his story?
No. He goes, I want you to fuck my wife.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. That's what I instantly, okay, why not? But then he says, I need to watch.
Oh, he's
see, that's
watcher.
What I'm out. And that's what I was like.
Why? They're just watching.
No,
they're not,
I don't
they're not
give a
be
fuck.
Involved.
No way.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, can I send you a DVD or something?
But, I just don't see why that's your cutoff. You know,
I don't like want to. You don't want
old
that
man
guy
jerking
there.
Off.
Oh yeah, how old are they?
He splashes on you. Like,
he
no.
had to be at
he's
least
not gonna
50,
touch you.
40.
No,
40
oh, they were
50.
Both about 45, 50.
She looked like she was blonde, but she looked younger than him. But
of course.
So I first said no. I first said no, but after a few drinks, they came back to the condo.
Oh no.
And
oh, no,
I said, let me get started. Yeah, I'm sorry. let me get started first.
You hear that, Rick?
And then Rick doesn't give a fuck. And then I said, let me get started. And then you can just jump in, but don't uh-huh. jump in. Just in the corner. And then, yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
So see? what did that sound like?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I could.
So you had sex with his wife, and he just stood there and watched.
Watched.
Wow. Yeah.
Did he jerk off?
I came quick. I wasn't looking.
Yeah, I would.
Came,
I'd be so.
I came
be
so quick.
I
saved
yeah.
so quick.
Yeah, I would just be lazy.
And then I went and got a pizza.
So they probably were pissed. Like this wasn't even worth
this wasn't
the
even
whole
worth
night.
It.
Yeah. Or they were like, hey. They were like, hey, we can go try again. Night's still young. This guy was quick. We can go find someone
no,
else.
I had a mellow mushroom pizza in the refrigerator, and I wanted to heat that up.
I mean,
and
think
I
about
left
it. It's one
room.
Thing if you just disappoint a girl, but now you've disappointed the whole couple.
I was nervous, all right?
Yeah.
I was nervous, but I was drunk. So I basically got taken advantage of.
No, 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 bro. No, no, no. You can't turn it around like that.
No, I think Jack was a victim.
I was the victim. I me too to myself.
Yeah.
While you're being victimized, you never think about the pizza in the refrigerator. I'm just letting you know.
Which was delicious, by the way.
Wow. So that is... I can't even wrap my head around it.
All right.
The thing that I can't wrap my head around is it's at the comedy condo.
Yeah.
That's what I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah,
it's
was
across
there,
the street.
The headliner wasn't in there with you?
I was headliner.
Oh, he was headliner.
Was the featured artist?
Sometimes
he's
a local comic. So
I didn't have a feature.
Yeah, sometimes when I've worked at, like the time I worked it with Jack, it was the two of us. So
yeah,
we're both from out
of town. We stay together.
I've done that room before, and if you're the headliner,
yeah,
sometimes
there's a
you're
lot
the
of
only
comedians
guy.
You get
and
bored.
You
get so bored, and you're there for freaking 5 days.
Yeah, you're the only guy, man.
And I got taken advantage of.
I've never been in a club for 5 days and thought to myself, I need to get a fucking threesome.
It wasn't a threesome. Oh. It was a onesome. Okay. It was like a Facebook live.
Wow.
Huh? Wow. It was a cucking.
A cuck. Yeah, cucking.
Cucking?
It's a
That's
cucking.
What they call the guys that like to jerk off while you...
Well, I don't know if he was jerking off. So I'm not going
to...
They don't even have to jerk off.
Yeah, I think
really,
it just means
they
like
to
watch.
Yeah.
This is getting weird.
You don't have to specify. You know, like there's a lot of... cuck is such a gray area. There's so many different things.
Wow. So what was the guy wearing? What was she wearing?
Ooh.
Was she hot at least?
She was hot. She was wearing a dress. I forget the color. It was like a greenish color. Yeah. And then he was like in polo and jeans.
So
but they were white.
He was out of her league with her.
He was
white
like
jeans. Wait a minute. He was wearing white.
He was white.
Oh,
no. I bet you anything that's why white. He was into it. Because you said he wasn't a good looking dude, right?
No, he wasn't. A good
so I bet you anything he was so happy
he was older.
To have her.
that he was like, hey, you can do whatever we want. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you're into, sweetie. You want to fuck some other guys while I watch? Whatever keeps you here, because you are way out of my league.
So let me ask you this. I know you said you were drunk. So at the moment,
I was like eight drinks in.
So was she just, did you guys make out for a little while before the deed happened?
Nothing.
Just, you just pounced right in?
No. It was literally.
That's how my vagina sounds when I just start.
That's hot, bro. It was literally from dancing. It was from dancing the Blue Martini, and so going outside smoking a cigarette. Uh-huh. And going, what do you want to do next? I go, let's walk over. And we walked over to the condo. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, but when you walked, she's talking about the actual act.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. When I just pulled my dick out and she started sucking my dick.
Okay, I mean, okay.
You asked.
No, I don't have a problem with it at all, but I was just a little surprised. You know, that's all.
Were you wearing white jeans?
No. Who was wearing white jeans? Right. Someone had to have white jeans.
That says a lot about somebody, though. You know what I mean?
All right, let's go to our players. Any thoughts on that crazy story?
There are a few. Jason Marino says it's more believable than the first story because he's admitting to coming too soon, and he probably wouldn't incriminate himself like that.
I was thinking when I said it was and I'm doing that noise and act out for Jerry Rocha again. But when
loved it. But Lisa, when he said that, get me going.
I know. But when he said that she sucked his dick and blah, 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 I was like, okay, that's
okay. Can we say that on there?
You can say whatever you want. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. You can do
How?
But they didn't say anything to you after? You just ran out?
No. Okay, so I think they had sex afterwards because I went and had my
pizza.
In
the room?
It's two rooms.
Yeah, they probably had to. He fucked them, dude.
So I got it in mind.
Fucked them.
Girl got to eat. And then, they passed out and we just said bye in the morning.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. You said bye.
God. Oh, yeah, because they were in your place.
Yeah. It was like they had the walk
ever,
of shame.
Have you ever been in a threesome, Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah. With two guys and a girl?
No, I was the guy watching. Jack didn't want to say this. He's being nice. But that we since broke up. Once he said it was an ugly guy, I'm like, God damn it, Jack. Yeah, that was me.
No, but seriously, have you ever had a threesome?
With two girls, yeah.
Would you ever do it with a guy?
Probably not.
Michael Evans, would you ever do a threesome with another guy and a girl?
I don't know if I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. Yeah, depends on the scenario.
I was very lucky. It was two attractive girls.
It doesn't have to be a threesome. But, yeah. It's like a train, you know?
I think I could do it if it's not my girlfriend.
I don't even know.
I don't want someone else helping me on my girlfriend, but like maybe I'm single on the road somewhere and I get involved with some shit. I don't know.
I think I could get into it.
Yeah, just, that would be weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, you guys.
So as you were, oh my God, I'm going to say it. So as you were eating the pizza, you think he went down on her? As you were eating the pizza, that's what I can't wrap my head.
I bet
around.
You anything, yeah.
Yeah. Austin would say, "You think he made sweet mouth love with
her?" Matthew doesn't believe this Brazzers video come to life story.
Who's Matthew?
Matthew Bowen. He's one of the players.
Shark Hunter believes the story because of his own experience with swingers. Kia said this sounds like an episode of Louie. Somebody believed this story. Said that, Mark believes this story because he said it happens to him all the time. And Lindsay says, "Wow, and Raver Batcher says this episode feels like Thanksgiving at Grandma's.
Grandma, Mike Jones.
Did you use protection?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Come on. That's
no, like you're so drunk. Eight drinks in, and you put a condom on your dick.
You goddamn right, I did.
Really?
Yeah. I pay child support. I'm not trying to do that again.
Yeah, it's. Come on, you tell me that a guy who gambled all of his wedding money away isn't responsible? Come on.
I don't know. That's where I think it might be false. If you're eight drinks in, you're like, fuck it.
You don't know me very well then.
The thing is, though, it's nothing. As much as he is, putting himself in this light that he is a douchebag.
Yeah.
Aww, thanks, Dan. Like
no, he's
and you're she's a cunt though.
The backseat.
But before the show, he told me that he's raising two kids that aren't his own.
Yeah.
Oh, what a really? Good
guy. So
he just found him too.
Not
he just found him. Jesus. He's a great man, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you know. Yeah. He's not that big of a douchebag.
I'm not that big.
So what happened?
No. You're not that big of a cunt.
I don't. Anyway, all right then. That's an interesting story, and let's go to yours.
All right. So this was right out of high school. I had just started doing comedy, you know, and I worked at we probably can't say the name of a place, can we? Like a business. So I worked at a Sam's Club. It was a Sam's Club that was like across the street almost from the apartment that I was living in. So it was an easy gig. And I worked I was the shopping cart guy. It was like me and four other dudes, and we would just take people's groceries out. You know what I mean? And then like, it was really shitty is they wouldn't let us accept tips. We got paid shit, but we couldn't allow tips. So all these old Southern women were like, I think it's so wrong. So here, and they would just still try to give us money. So we would just wear gloves and then just stick the cash in our gloves. That was like our way of hiding the tips. So I worked my way up the ranks, and within 5 months, they called me the lot ambassador. That was my stupid title. And I had like a team of guys under me, whatever. It was like,
I don't like your tone, because I worked at a grocery store and I quite enjoyed it and moved myself up the ladder.
Okay. It wasn't bad.
What's your grocery store?
I was at Winn-Dixie.
Oh, Winn-Dixie.
Oh, yeah. You're a Winn-Dixie.
Southern, that's a South right there. If I remember Winn-Dixie.
She applied at Publix, and Winn-Dixie was like, we'll take it.
Nah, Publix, fuck Publix. Winn-Dixie all the way, man. That's
right.
So after a while, there was this guy there. I honestly forgot his name. But he was about 6'8". He weighed about 4. He was massive. Sam's Club, they made us wear like those protective belts. They wouldn't fit him. So this dude had to put on like this giant leather weightlifting like Hans and Franz belt, you know? And I remember like there was a couple of managers there. It was like they had six managers, store manager, and then five assistants. And a couple of them, you know, very racist people. And the big dude was a black guy. And they, for whatever reason, they just had it out for a minority. They didn't know I was Latino. So they thought like, we're okay with you, you know?
They also maybe treat you a little different. Like, did they think maybe this is going to be your career?
Yes. They thought like, oh, look how quick you've moved up. Like that. I was like some, you know, prodigy of shopping carts, you know, I was like, this is not, you know, but so this guy, I don't know what happened, but apparently some product went missing in the store and they barreled it down to either it magically disappeared or this guy stole it. The 6'8" dude, he wasn't 6'8", but he was, you know, somewhere very big guy. And so we had an upstairs and downstairs break room. The downstairs break room is where employees just kind of eat, have lunch breaks. Upstairs break room was for meetings. And so he's upstairs and they're firing him, right? And we all knew, it was like, fuck, it's going to go down. Everybody heard he's getting fired today. And we were all like, that's kind of bullshit. Like, he'd been there for years. He'd never had any problems. It was like, it was a weird thing. It just seemed like it was some kind of racial cleansing that they were trying to do at the store. Because he was kind of in line to be a manager. You know what I mean? And I think they were just like, fuck it, we don't want to help this guy. So we're downstairs, and all of a sudden you just hear him yell, "You motherfuckers!" Yeah, and boom, and like the whole room, it's like just shaking, and we're like, fuck. So we all run upstairs, and he is beating the shit out of the three managers who were trying to fire him. Like, and he's just boom, and he hits one guy, bam, he hits, and then so we all jump on this guy, me and two other dudes, and I had like his right arm, I think it was, and we're like, dude, stop it, what the fuck, man, calm down. And we finally get him calm, and then the guy who is trying to fire him, white guy, gets in his face, and he goes, "You don't ever talk to me like that, boy," and he spits on him. Spit on his face. And the guy, I'll never forget this. Like, I was holding on 1 second. The next second, I was back up against the wall. He just threw all of us off him. Uh-huh. And he just takes off his weightlifting belt and just starts beating the fuck. And one of the guy runs out to call the cop. And it just turns to like eight people run in. Wow. And then like, and the racist guy, when he called him boy, I was like, oh, and he spit on him. So I did something I shouldn't have never done. I never got busted for it, but I got a couple of punches in on that guy. Because it was just massive. Like, yeah. It was just brawl. And I got a shot in. And then I was like, fuck, all right. And I was like, and then they calm him down a second time. And he storms out. He's like, "I'm going to come back. I'm going to get my gun. I'm going to kill all you motherfuckers." We're like, dude, they called the cops. You got to get out of here. And so we're all on his side, the employee. Yeah, yeah. He runs out. And then the store manager didn't know that I punched the other guy. He looks at me and goes, "Hey, You're the parking lot guy, right? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, it's on you. He does, it's your responsibility to make sure.
I'm sorry, I'm the parking ambassador.
Yeah, the ambassador. He goes, it's your responsibility to make sure he doesn't come back in the store. And then so I said, thank you. And I handed him my walkie-talkie, quit. I just walked out. I was like, fuck this. I am not, you know, like, yeah, like I'm going to be like, what am I going to say? Oh, he's back. And then run. That's all I was going to do. I'm not going to try to stop him.
Right.
Like, you know, here, guy who could kill me without the gun. Let me just fucking try to stop you while you have a gun.
That seems shady that they would do that.
It was a weird place. Like, that was an odd.
Yeah, what year is this?
Got 97.
And Sam's is a step up from, like, Walmart, Winn-Dixie.
It's the same company. Yeah, same company as Walmart.
Yeah, but it's a step up. You it get was, cheap tires.
And
there.
Where was this at?
Dallas. The in Sam's Dallas. Club in Dallas.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe that 100%. It was,
they wouldn't put him in charge of fucking keeping the guy
would.
Out.
They told me.
They
said, this is, they all, even after they called the cop,
that's what,
he comes
what
back,
he's saying is exactly what they wanted. He's here. Like, he's here. That's what they want. Yep. Yeah.
It's like, Sir Rocha, you're in charge of thy parking lot.
That's kind of what I was.
Thy kingdom.
I wish if I could find my old badge, it still says Lot Ambassador on it. If I still have it somewhere, I probably don't. I don't know why I would. Keep my old Sam's Club Lot Ambassador.
Take salami with the crown. Yeah.
Knighted. Yeah, you get knighted. Right.
I'm just jump right over to Michael real quick, and then we'll come to Austin. Michael, what do you think about these stories?
I mean, the tone, no doubt to me, this feels like the real deal compared to the first story. He was working through details in the beginning that just seemed like the real fucking thing.
Really?
He was afraid to out the company that he worked for in the beginning. I mean, he even seemed reluctant to include that he got a couple that he got that shot in. Yeah, he wanted to include it because it fucking happened.
You know what's crazy? Whatever he just said, I believe the opposite. I feel that I feel like he set it up. He's like, oh, are we allowed to say this story? Like,
people online.
This one's bullshit.
Somebody online said that he's
you are a bad poker player, my friend. You are a bad We'll I call bullshit on this one.
Wait, you're a good poker player? Ask your ex-wife how good of a poker player.
It was blackjack when I was married.
And one thing I've noticed too is like when he's telling his stories, he does not like to be interrupted and for us to ask questions in the middle.
No, is that really?
I think it's a tell. It's a tell.
I think am I bad like that?
Both of them. You would not let us interrupt. And
oh,
like,
shit. No, please interrupt. I feel bad.
Maybe
now.
Skip over the question or keep going. Or,
oh, fuck.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Like I'm just saying, like a lot of people that usually stop, like, oh, what was your question? And you were like, and anyway, I was fucking hammering.
I just get excited to tell the story. You know what I mean? I get excited.
So you felt he did that in both stories?
I did. Because at first I thought maybe that would be a tale for the first one.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Maybe he let us interrupt a little bit more on the second one.
Yeah, he also said on the first one, as far as what you're saying, where he was, you think it's a tell when he was like, well, can I say the company? But he also said that with the headline, like, I'm not going to say
I'm definitely not going to say that guy's name. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
I know I'm right.
All right. So what are people saying online?
I think his name might be on the wall here. I will say that. This person is not here anymore. Uh-huh. Has not been in LA in
you
got to
give us something, Jerry. All right.
I did.
How big was the knife?
It was
okay. He does cocaine and he has a knife and he's on the wall. So
it wasn't like a big old Crocodile Dundee thing. You know what I mean? Right. It was more of one of those like utility blades that you'd use for just to get, you know. Like,
and where was the engraving on?
It was on the blade itself. It was actually on
but
the
you
blade.
Said, on and, the what, blade? And what did the engraving say? Again?
It was basically like, Caleb, may Christ be with you as you go on. It was like this stupid Christian-y.
That seems
Caleb?
Like you'd need a pretty big blade. He did remember the name a second time.
Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May Christ be with you.
No,
I'll never forget
that
the
story
Caleb
now.
May Christ be with
no,
you.
What are people saying?
Lindsay said he seemed too giddy about getting those shots in, and that sounded true. But somebody else, I'm looking for it now, said that it seemed like you were overselling.
Yeah, like, that's what I think, overselling.
Yeah, but he's pretty excitable when he tells stories.
I do. That's probably why, because
he
get so
pretty,
into it.
That's
so
his comedy,
if
too.
If I ignored a question, I apologize. Yeah.
No, I thought it might have been a tell that you were lying.
Okay. All right.
You know, like, oh, no, can't stop.
They're also asking how old you are.
42,
guys.
Yeah. All right. So before...
do they think I look younger? Come on, right, everybody? Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, you look like a damn veteran in that hat. It looks like if you saw it short.
I'm fucking bald. So
well, before Austin gets to the recap, we should talk a little bit about our sponsors. I would like you guys to know that when we put this episode up, we are going to put some sponsorship clips in front of it because we do have two sponsors. Our first sponsor is Blue Apron. Yes.
The handy code wasn't working today.
Oh, it wasn't? Well, we can talk about a Blue Apron.
Yeah, let's do that.
Blue Apron, you know, Jessica and I were just on the road, right? And the last thing I want to do, I have kids and I have one still at home, is go grocery shopping. Like right now I have to go grocery shopping. I want to try Blue Apron so hard, right? Blue Apron is amazing. They send you everything you need. You make your food. It tastes great. It's fresh, right? Right?
Right on.
Okay, there you go. And it also, you can order like 5 bottles of wine. And you can choose. Damn. Yeah, you can choose between red and white or make a combination of both. And if you go to Blue Apron and you order some meal kits, if you put Liars into the code box, you will get $30 off your first
order. Yeah, I think it's $30. Order. But also, you can just use the link in our in the comments.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we don't mean to like bore you guys with our sponsorships. It's a new thing for us. We're excited that we have it.
Blue Apron.
Yeah, Blue Apron. I'm going to sign
us
up.
I'm
going to
check that shit out.
Yeah. Right. Think about if you'd had Blue Apron after you fucked that chick,
hello?
Right?
Yeah. Give me some more condoms.
Yeah. What kind of condoms do you use?
Oh, what would you like to know? Magnum Black. I swear to God.
Why black?
I got references.
Why black?
The Magnum blocks, the black box.
The black box. Oh, I thought they were like black. I was like, what?
Well, for bag of dicks.
All right. Anyway, so why don't you do the recap? I'm sorry, that was the worst pitch for our new sponsor.
That was
but
great.
You know,
that was
we want
great.
You guys to try it. That's how we're, you know.
Blue Apron.
Jason Marino says, let me come cook for you, Felicia.
Hey, hello. Yeah, wow, how about that?
All right, so Jack's first story.
In front of witnesses and everything, Jason. Right. Fuck.
Jack's first story. He got married to a beautiful pregnant woman in Las Vegas, and they were given a bunch of money. While his wife was fast asleep after their wedding night, he absconded with all their cash, and he threw himself a post-wedding bachelor party and blew every bit of the money on coke and hookers at a nightclub.
Yeah.
Then they divorced 9 months later.
How'd you say it so fast?
Dude, that was impressed.
To relive it.
Jesus, that was great.
You following?
Story two, he recently headlined in Phoenix, and this husband and wife came to meet him afterwards, and they really liked him, so much so that they invited him to have a threesome on the condition that the husband could watch in the corner. So they go to the comedy condo
so
where
weird.
He gets taken advantage of, and they had a threesome.
He got me too, the poor guy.
I did.
Wow. So you were in two rooms in the condo because you said there was no feature act that week,
yeah, there's
right?
two rooms in the condo.
Yeah.
It's a nice condo, too.
Very nice condo.
It's really pretty. Is it a big room that you were having sex with another man's wife? Was that a big room?
Was in the headliner room. Yeah, that's a big room.
The headliner room.
Where did the guy settle when you guys were on the bed?
There's a chair when you walk in.
There's a chair when you walk in.
You haven't been in the green room? You know that chair right there?
Yeah.
Jack, respect.
It is a perfect
I moved the chair
to
the
hall. You almost just said green room.
It's a perfect watch a dude fuck your wife room. It is a perfect watch another guy fuck your wife room. It really is. It really is.
You know what's weird to me is that Jerry is defending his stories the whole fucking podcast. Like, you got something invested in him.
I know what he's...
It was Jerry!
It was me!
All right, Michael, what are your thoughts about his two stories?
Well, I don't know. We're trying to figure out... Basically, I think that if it's not true...
If that
first one's not true, it's because he didn't really blow all the money. That's kind of what we're discussing back here.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that same page too. Like at $5,000 to $6,000,
he lost $20.
Well, how much did you say you lost?
Huh?
Everything.
How much money?
$5,000.
Yeah, he said $5,000 to $6,000. So I was thinking,
I thought you said like $2,000 or $3,000.
No, so I was thinking like that gets you a pretty good story out of Las Vegas more than you just lost it and it was a crazy night.
You're
gonna have the hangover plot.
The bottle service cost $2,000.
Okay.
Oh, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
For the rest of you guys,
can't read
my
poker face.
It's true. Jerry seems like he's got some stock in this. But
I know it's weird.
Jerry, you believe the hell out of him fucking this guy's wife, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. See, everybody thinks that really happened. I don't want. I want to think that first.
So many weirdos on the road who are into that fucked up shit.
Yeah,
how did
I'm
the money dance
it,
go?
Yeah.
How did you do the money dance? I used to DJ weddings in Vegas.
It was just, we danced and people would put money on your stuff. They clip it on.
He's right.
All right. Well, it's not that fucking difficult, Jessica.
I like how that's all it took. Like, all right. Yeah.
All right. So what night of the week was it that you in Phoenix that you had sex with another man's wife?
I don't remember
what night it was?
I don't remember that.
Do you remember if you had a good set or was it a medium set or did you
kill? I did great. That's why she liked me.
Uh-huh. And was it did you have two shows that night or one show that night?
Well, I had two shows in it. So it's either Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were at the second show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it makes sense that way.
And did she have any, like, was she like a mom? Did she have like any scars or anything? Did you take any of her clothes off?
She was naked, but it was dark in the room.
Uh-huh. And
we had a little lamp on, that's it.
Yeah, and how... How fast do you normally nut there, Jack?
Oh my God. I mean, on a good day, I'm pretty good.
This is gonna be a lie, no matter what.
Would it be weird if like? No, I mean, some of you girls know out there, it's been bad. And I'm sorry, but majority of the time, I'm pretty good.
Wouldn't that be funny if I just started jerking off with all these questions? Just asking, ask some more, please. Just, come on. I want to know more.
Yeah, these are,
ask some more, these please. Are,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm curious that it went so fast.
I usually last about 25 minutes.
So that's,
but then I was like, it dude, was like, who has under the 3 minutes. Patience
for that? Jesus
so
Christ.
You were having sex Jerry's with like, some guy's wife for 25
no,
minutes.
No, 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 I didn't.
Oh, that's why I'm asking you.
I averaged around 25
and
minutes.
And so how fast was
then
it?
Then I was like under 3 minutes. It was
that was
fast.
you can nut under 3 minutes?
Yeah, I was
what's
fucking
your go-to
nervous.
When you think about? You were
I was trying not to think about him. And I was honestly, I was trying to nut as quick as I could.
I could see that. I could see,
I was
I just
nervous.
Want out of this. You want to bang the chick, but you want out of that situation as quick as possible.
Exactly.
What's the point in it then? If you're just going to do 3 minutes.
It's
better than jerking off.
Yeah, he still gets really? To have
so
sex
let me,
with her.
So let's be
you guys
clear.
Don't think like men. You know what I'm talking about.
No, but you are you serious? About. It's better to have sex. No, have sex with a, well that. But have sex with a stranger's wife.
I'm not thinking
where
of that.
You're paranoid. Not thinking where you're that. Paranoid and this guy is fucking behind you and you're naked and she's naked. That's better. Then
yeah.
Just jerking off.
I would rather just Google something on my phone
right,
and jerk
right,
off.
Right,
no,
right.
When you say it like that, but well, I was I was more into like, I'm gonna hit this, hit it and quit it and
all
eat
right.
My pizza.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna believe him on that because I've done some freaky shit. And if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Right? Don't look at me like that, Felicia.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna say that the first one's a lie.
Blowing the money.
Yeah. Yeah, blowing the money is right. A lie. Right. Blowing the and chick on the other hand.
Huh? You think, what was your vote?
I'm going to say, I mean, okay, look, I don't mean to be this bad of a person, but if you're out drinking and partying.
Yeah.
You don't like, think you'd have lip dick?
No, I just think you have such a goofy little laugh. See what I'm saying? Like, like I'd fuck this guy and then I'd hear the laugh and I'd be like no
well, I'm not laughing while I'm fucking but
yeah. Well, but I mean you guys are out partying and drinking
yeah
but he has this goofy sensibility. He puts those goofy glasses on his head and stuff.
I'm like, what's up,
and you're
loca?
Like oh this guy's you know funny.
You haven't seen the Hispanics like, ¿Qué pasó, mija?
Yeah, you bring that out.
¿No te agüites?
Right. ¿Todo está bien, mami?
All right.
Why do you keep defending his story? That's weird. I think the first story is true because you guys
got so divorced
so quickly.
I just don't want to think that he would fuck his wife that badly.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I think because I have a 18 and a 20-year-old, and Austin here is 25. So I think you would do something stupid like that at 24.
Okay. I think he was setting us up in the beginning of the podcast, too, because beforehand he was talking about doing a parlay.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah. And I think he was getting in our head of like, ooh, oh, I gamble.
Smart.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Michael, did you ever actually vote?
Yeah, my vote is that I don't know exactly where we're at in the voting, but I think Jack fucked that lady. Yeah. I do. And I think that shit went down at the grocery store with Jerry.
All right.
We're not at that point.
We're not at that point yet, but Jack, congrats on fucking that.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Ken, Matt, Raver, Basher, and Hostetter are all with Michael on that one, and Lindsay, Melody, Mark, and Jason are with me. I think the first story is a lie.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
What was your...
I think the first story is the truth. I think the second story is a lie.
I think the first story is
you think the second story is...
Yeah, I do.
Does.
I want to. Okay.
I
well.
Do. I know.
It's a whole other podcast.
But
we'll talk about it later.
All right. Which story is the lie?
The second story.
There's
a lie.
Wow.
You really did blow all that money?
Yeah.
You
blew all the money.
The second story is a lie. Yeah.
No, fuck me. Yeah. Fuck Jack.
I thought we had to wait for Saturday. I do look like a freak like that, don't I? Deep down, I want that to happen.
Really?
I thought you said
So we can reveal which one is which today?
Not yet. We're going to do the recap for you. So was any part of that second story true? Any part of that second story
the,
true?
The beginning about a couple wanting me to come back with them, yeah.
You just didn't do it.
I didn't do
You're
it.
You're right. See, he's too goofy to go along with it, right? Like, he's too awkward.
I couldn't do that. It was I went to Blue Martini. I did the whole thing, but I didn't go fuck her.
Yeah, and I was thinking, too, like, when he was having sex with her, that he's 8 drinks in and he has the wherewithal to put a condom on.
Yeah. I always do that.
Yeah, but 8 drinks in, though.
Yeah, I've had 25 drinks.
What?
Still were able to put the armor.
I'm Jack Junior Comic. Follow me.
Yeah.
You know what? This is fucked up. Hey, this is fucked up though because I feel like I got bamboozled. Jerry feels like he knows this guy, and Jerry really endorsed this whole deal.
Bamboozled.
Look. You really lobbied for this.
Yeah.
Well, okay, because can I tell you why?
I'm a piece of shit, right?
I've done a week on the road with this guy. He loves to have fun and party. I believe it.
Yeah.
I would 1,000% if somebody said, hey, a comic fucked a guy's wife, Holly, Jack Jr. I'd be like, no question. Jack Jr. Yep, had to be Jack Jr. That would be 1,000% my guess.
Is that a compliment or what? Thank you.
I'm really disappointed in you, to be honest.
I'm sorry.
I mean, because now, I mean, you blew all that money for your poor wife who was pregnant when you could have just been having sex with another guy's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He almost did both.
How pissed were your parents?
Why would they be pissed?
They wouldn't care.
It's my money.
Fuck, I would lose
I think
my
her
shit.
Parents would probably be more
My
pissed.
Parents are gamblers.
I think the wife's parents would probably be more upset. Yeah.
And her mom was not here anymore.
Oh, okay.
And to be fair, I guess his parents are used to being around comedians, so maybe they're just used to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. If my kid did that, there would be hell to pay. All right, so let's recap.
I am honestly
Jerry's.
Surprised that, that the second story was fake.
Let's recap real quick Jerry's stories.
All right, his first story, he was in his early 20s and was featuring at the Looney Bin in Tulsa. After the show, this gorgeous woman offered to display her chesticles to him before even saying hello, so she flashed them as her husband rides off into the night to a night hunting trip.
Can I ask you a question, Austin? Why do you say chesticles instead of titties? Is that because you don't want to say titties, or just because you think it's funny? No, because
leave
he always
him alone.
It's funny. No.
I like chesticles. Cut him his front seat.
No.
I'm just watching Jack's parking meter.
But the reason I'm asking that is because sometimes, like, you'll say mouth love and stuff.
I have more experience in terrestrial radio, so you have to say things that are that dance around.
I've never heard chesticles, and I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't a dish or anything like that.
A dish.
It
sounded like a dish.
So she flashed her titties as her husband rides off to a night hunting trip. Against their better judgment, they go home with her, and the bartender tags along. Then she invites them all to bang, but only the bartender's in. So while they're doing it, the headliner and Jerry stole some money and a Bible knife from the lady's house and left out of there.
A Bible knife.
And the frame pot leaf.
I forgot about that. Story two, he was working at Sam's Club across from where he lived. He was like their shopping cart wrangler. When little old ladies would try to tip him, he'd hide the tip in the glove so he wouldn't get in trouble. Over time, they promoted him to parking lot ambassador for this, and then this giant guy that worked there was in line to be manager, but got in trouble and was fired, and he loses his mind, beating up all three managers at once. Then this guy makes a racist comment, and the giant gets angrier, so they try to wrangle him, but they can't contain him, and he whips all of them with a weightlifting belt and leaves.
And I call the second one bullshit.
You think so?
100%. 100%. I put all my money on it at that. I'll put $5,000 on that right now.
I'm going with Jack for that reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they know each other.
Jack is convincing, right? Yeah. Jack could fuck my wife if he needed.
So why do you think that one's bullshit?
Because I play poker and I can read you the way you told the story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I bet you can't even
I bet you can't even repeat that second story.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, but the information about the glove and putting the tip into the glove. But we had to do that. But I believe
part of that story was true, but at the ending it's all bullshit.
Well, the thing is, a problem I do, I think of Sam's as being a classier choice than,
it really
wasn't. I'm not saying it's the classiest, but I do think it's a step up from most grocery stores. It's like a Costco.
I feel conflicted because I've never seen a shopping cart ambassador
at Sam's Club.
Yeah, but they're on it.
They might have gotten
wear gloves. Wear gloves.
Oh, if it's cold.
Oh, we would do it in the summertime. We had gloves on.
What
to
kind
get
of gloves?
Tips.
They were like
just workman gloves. It was one of those things that the person before me
kind of, there was a note. He just said, hey, guy, and they would all tell each other. It's like this secret thing. Hey, we can't take tips, but.
And also, one other tell is I don't see him hitting a black guy.
No, he hit the white guy.
Oh, either a white guy. Anybody.
We did that at Disney and Universal, too. Where,
you wore gloves?
No, where they'd give us tips and they, you know, for helping out or doing something magical or whatever. Uh-huh. They'd be like, you know, here's a 20 for making my kid's day. And you'd be like, oh, we can't take that unless you leave it like on the table and I'm cleaning up and it's there, you know.
Right. Yeah. So you really are with Jack on the story that you think.
Yeah, especially if they've actually spent time together. He would probably have a pretty good idea of what his bullshit ticks are. So I'm going to stick with Jack.
And what are people saying on?
They're still voting right now, but Ken just chimed in and thinks that Roach's second story is a lie.
All right.
Well, I'm going against Kenny. That's just, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I'm mad at him.
I have questions about if the knife had that much calligraphy or like whatever it was on it. It seems like the knife, the way you described it, would be too small.
No, because it would. The blade was okay, but it was just like a little two sentences that were just kind of like engraved onto the blade, and it was like so. Yeah, it definitely fit. It wasn't like the biggest blade you've ever seen, but it wasn't that tiny. It fit.
I feel like that's like a part of your act. That's just too smooth that you would remember, like Caleb.
Right? Caleb.
That's such a comment.
That is my main thing, though. I have a problem that saying that would fit because they won't do it so small. It's like a tattoo. They can only go so small.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right.
What do you think, Michael Evans?
This is finally supporting a point of mine, because I think that grocery store shit happened. It just feels real. But now Jack's got me all psyched out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also the whole, the parking lot ambassador thing. That feels real as shit. You had some weird little details.
Yeah. No. I worked at a grocery store. They wouldn't have done that. I got robbed in a lot.
I worked at a grocery store, too, and that didn't
I worked
that
at
crazy.
Albertsons. I was a scab during the day.
during
the strike. Yeah, during the strike, I was a scab.
A scab. Yeah. Is that an acronym?
Asshole.
Wow. Then the other thing, I've never heard the word chesticles before. Did you make that word up? Or is that like a word that they say to you?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've heard it somewhere. I've just never heard it before.
Yeah.
Do you remember from the South, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if this was in Texas. I don't know if it's everywhere. But those little weird like little things that stick up on the road that like kind of block off lanes and stuff. Those small, and they kind of glow at night. Right. We called them city titties. Is that what we all call
City titties. That is city a lot titties. Of fun.
All right. Yeah, they're city titties. We're gonna vote. Okay, so we're going to vote. What's I think vote? The first story is not true, and the second story is true. Which one is...
Because I went back and forth a lot. I'm going to officially say that the first story is true, the second story is the lie.
Okay.
And Michael, you think first story is true, right?
I think the second story is the grocery store story?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that one's
a lie.
True.
Oh, true.
Okay.
I think it's a lie, the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm with Jack.
Fuck, now I'm so worried.
They wouldn't send him out there like that.
I love it. Hey, wait, yeah, Austin, what did Kenneth
this Lofton nerd
though?
Out there.
Yeah, what did Kenneth say?
I think Ken thought the second one was a lie. And then Mark and Kia both think that the first story is a lie. They voted. So.
All right, if Kenny thought that second one was a lie, then I got to go with that it's all true, right. too.
Oh, I'm going to say the first story is a lie. Okay, all right. I'm going to say the first story is a lie. Which story is the lie?
We were both in sync today. My second story was a lie.
Oh, my God, I got two of them right today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait, you said the grocery story was a lie. The grocery store? Yeah.
Fuck yep. me.
It was
that never
it
happens,
was,
you guys.
I told
that
you,
never
no,
happens.
Wait, pay me my money. Five grand. About 90%.
No, wait a minute. 90, you said that
you said the first story was true.
Yeah.
But
that's what I wrote down.
Which one is the lie?
The lie is a grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it right.
Yeah.
You
I said the first story is true.
A lie. Yeah. First.
Oh.
Yeah, you said me bang.
That's what
you
I
said
thought.
The girl.
That's what I thought.
Now the Sam's Club story is about 90% true.
Okay,
but they are too classy to send you out there.
No, they did that. I just didn't quit right then and there. I stayed and I did not get a cheap shot in on the racist guy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I didn't
called
do.
It.
But
all in
every but. Everything else, 100%. I'll never forget that. We were trying everything to calm him down, and then the guy jumped in his face, called him boy, spit on him, and it was like, oh, God. And that, it was That was fucked. But I didn't get a cheap
shot. I told you wouldn't get the cheap shot. And you guys, I don't see it.
I'm not that kind of guy.
No, you're not.
I feel like I would feel bad now. Nice, even if it was an asshole, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're like, come on, talk about it.
Yeah, like I didn't quit right then and there, but I quit a couple of weeks later.
Right.
Yeah, and he never came back with a gun like he said he would.
So. Wow, you guys have been awesome guests. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Liars Club. Do you have anything that you would like to promote that you would like to talk about to everybody that's listening?
I have also have a podcast called The Ramble.
Check that out.
Yeah, and then,
yeah, you never asked us to do that either.
So I don't really do. Well, come on,
you haven't asked me either.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I have a podcast too called Comedy Club Confessions. It's really
haven't asked me. So there. Yeah, right. my CD, I Girl. It's on iTunes. AY Girl.
I'm in Las Vegas the next 2 weeks, so if you want to come see me.
I'm
at the Stratosphere. I'm headlining that next weekend, and then I'm at the featuring at the Laugh Factory the weekend.
There you go, buddy.
How long have you been doing comedy?
11 years.
Wow, good for you that you're headlining strong.
Jack
like
was actually one of the first comedians I saw when I moved to L.A. because I went to Ha Ha.
Your
Wednesday night show.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Travis Fozzie was on your show.
Oh, yeah, Travis, yeah.
All right, wonderful. Right, Michael.
What's your social media things real quick?
Yeah, do it real quick.
Oh, Twitter is at Rocha Comedy, and Instagram is at Jerry Rocha Comedy.
Mine's Jack JR Comic everywhere.
Cool. Michael, what do you have shaking and coming up?
On the 19th of October, I'm at the Comedy Store on David Smalley's show. I'm going to be hosting that for him.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Nice. Yeah, come check us out. And high five Michael on Instagram.
Yeah, you have a great Instagram. What about you, Austin?
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything. Also, Lindsay Worth would like to promote himself. She said just his existence is not too shabby. follow us there. Follow us on Twitter, Liars_Club. Instagram, TheLiarsClub1. Be here October 29th for our Belly Room show at the World Famous Comedy Store. Go Gators, beat LSU. That's all I got.
Yeah.
There you go. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. And if you guys have Amazon Prime, you know what I'm going to say. Please go to Amazon Prime and watch my special, The Whole Story, which was just released. Also watch my documentary called Pervs. Joey Diaz is in it. Felipe Esparza, Paul Provenza, Lori Kilmartin, amongst many others. And leave a review. That would be awesome. One more thing. We do go live here, obviously, at the Comedy Store. But please go follow our YouTube page because we clean up the episode. We put them on. We put little teasers on. We've been killing it on Twitter. Please, please follow us on Twitter.
Yes. Also, we have a show here. We have a show at the Ice House this Saturday. Come see us 7:30 Saturday at the Ice House. I am doing Neil Brennan show on Tuesday at the Westside Theater. Please come
wonderful.
See that.
Well, yeah, before you say your thing, what do you got, Shaken? Do you want to talk about
that? That was a.
Are you getting married or something?
No.
No.
Oh, God.
Did I have something?
No.
Is Madison pregnant?
No. Twitter. Oh. Jack's got to go change.
Parking meter.
No, did you mention your Twitter? Your Twitter?
Yeah, the Austin.
Oh, okay.
I think I did. If I didn't, thank you.
I'm very sorry. And so you're doing Neil Brennan show?
Yeah. That's not important.
No, I'm very sorry.
What's Austin doing?
Let's just remember that I have medicine head and you got me sick. Let's just remember that.
No, thank you guys for watching. Follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. And you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe me. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.